Hi
Du,
everybody and welcome to Agile People FIKA. We are meeting once a week where we talk about interesting topics, and we are inviting anybody who would like to join. But today we have some Agile people here, and we will today talk about agility in HR. How can HR use AI, I should have said, AI in HR?
yeah.
And now somebody is joining us. It's David. Great. Welcome, David, we say. Hi there, David. Welcome to the Agile People Fika. And anybody can join. This is just an informal discussion. So today's topic will be AI for HR. What does it mean for HR that we now can use AI for all sorts of HR-related stuff? And what will be the consequences? What are the risks? Things like that is something that we would like to discuss today. So maybe some of my teammates here would like to kick off with a question or a thought. Maybe Martin, would you like to start?
Sure, I can try. AI is everywhere right at the moment. It feels like I use AI a lot myself. I talk and interact with ChatGPT a lot to get some inspiration and thoughts. So I'm sure any most things that we in our type of work do re needs and could make use of AI in different ways. So yeah, we can start with recruitment and talent acquisition. Maybe that could be a HR perspective that could use AI, maybe help to streamline recruitment processes and yeah, even finding people, maybe.
I was thinking there are some risks associated with using AI for recruitment. What are risks that you can see?
So one thing I remember seeing, it's a few years ago, of course, but Amazon, I think it was, they made an AI recruitment bot that was there to analyze and understand CVs. Of course, they fed the AI with data. It needs to learn based on some information. And the data that it fed it with was all the data that they had used to recruit people. And when they did that, they also, as we do, all humans, we have our biases and our behaviors in how we view different people. So that was also, of course, added to the AI. And the way that AI behaves is that it sort of amplifies things. So what they got out from the result from that research at least was an AI that was super biased, not very good at seeing anyone except for white male individuals as a good candidate to any type of recruitment, which is of course wrong. But if you amplify something, that is what you get. And I think that is a thing that we need to be aware of with AI in general. I know that the work has progressed, of course, since then to so that you can reduce the risk of that. But it's something that the AI engineers constantly have to work with in order to mitigate those type of biases and behaviors in the AI systems.
And there's
I guess
something
also that
the
is that going through CVs is one thing, and
I mean there is some human interaction part of that as well, to listen into to behaviors that could be subtle but still important when you hire people. So of course an AI maybe can learn that as well, but I'm just saying that there are things that are not factual but more emotional that could be important as well.
Yeah, I don't, it will take some time, but I saw that Tesla had a sales AI which calls people who have been on the web page, put their phone number there, and then it just calls that person and make the first call. They know that that person is probably interested in buying a Tesla, and then it talks to them, asking them to come to a station where they can take a look at the car. And you can find it on the internet. It's very it's not super fast. You can see that there's a pause between when it's actually thinking about what it needs to say, and when, but it's super slick.
Super real.
Scary, actually.
Is there an expectation then, and maybe just a wrong expectation, that we think that AI is, or we expect AI to be cleverer than it actually is? You know, in that example that you gave there, is you're asking people to look at CVs, and you're asking them to say, well, you don't exactly tick every box of every role that we're looking for, but let me be a bit clever about this and say, well, you know what, I can see this job role, and of course that's going to have those elements in it. So you're asking it to exceed that capability. If I think about some of my career history, then with implementing technology, you always get that expectation that it's greater than it is. So, for instance, if we have a move to the cloud in terms of technology, then I've heard clients say, oh, well, it's just a whole load of little robots just running around, you know, processing these transactions end to end, and I don't really need to do it. All I need to do is just, you know, oversee it, align it, you know, and the end results produced, and I didn't really have to do much around that. So there was an expectation that only jump in if something goes wrong, but hey, the robots will take care of it because they're clever enough to do it.
But there, I really think HR plays an important role because if you only leave this to the engineers, you will not get the same because you need to involve people who have understanding and knowledge about the human behaviors. And one thing I can see, because today in some recruitment processes, you use like a personality test or IQ test or these kind of tests. So if you don't say yes, or if you don't qualify on this, you go to the goodbye box. I would say many of these candidates could still be a candidate for the position. So I think it's how you design the selection phase, because in AI, with AI, you can use so many more parameters which you don't have in your head today. And you can also, if you do the right design, you can also eliminate some biases we have, for example. I think age discrimination, ethnicity could be one, religious could be another one. Which you will take more away because people might have some wear some things on their head which can be discriminating in some aspects for someone, while you don't see this with AI.
Yeah, I think that's a good thinking. I was thinking my continuation of that thought was that recruitment does not need to be that reductionistic. I mean, we use IQ tests and other tests in order to, it's a reductionistic way to if make the recruitment process more efficient. But when you make things efficient, you also risk of missing things that's important. And AI could interview people potentially as a first input and gather the data and make it easier for the human to make informed decisions instead of just using IQ tests or
Yeah,
whatever.
but
But also another thing is what you say, but also today we do a lot of recruitment based on what you have been doing in your former positions. Exactly. It should be a little bit, this is the position we have, what would you like to do if you got the job, and you could start describing how you could see the organization, how you could see the job, how you could see whatever that is important depending on the job.
Yeah, instead of only basing it on past experience, or a good addition. Yeah. What would you like to do for the future, you know, and how would you like to contribute to our vision, our purpose, our goals, and what can you bring to the table here?
Yeah. I guess it comes down to how we want to use AI and which decisions we leave to ourselves, and what the support is we're asking for.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I still AI very much in its infancy in that respect, that it's not trying to take over your job in its entirety. It's taking over the heavy load, or the standardized type processing, and so leaves that skill to the human being who actually operates it, whether it's in the design phase or whether it's in the output that comes, it's still ultimately going to be your decision. You're not asking AI to be a decider for you. It's merely an enabler. And I think it's a good thing that, at this stage, you're not really going to have that abuses or real requirement for regulation, because you're still in control of it. It's not that technology is driving you. It's the other way around. You're still in control of what you need it to do. Now, there's a conference actually happening today. I don't know where it is, and they're talking about that very thing. Listen, I know we're all talking about AI. I know we see it as a threat to, terrorist threat or other abuses that could come. But it's about calming down. We're still very much in control of it, and we use it for what we need to use it for. Yeah, we'll get it wrong sometimes, but hey, that's experimentation. We just keep working with it. It's there as an enabler.
Yeah. There used to be a role called computer. That was a person.
That was, yes, absolutely.
We don't have that anymore, but people are still operating and using computers to do their work.
Yeah.
So... And I use a calculator sometimes. I don't do all my math in my head. It's very good to have a calculator, actually, even though it's in my phone nowadays.
Yeah, but then you know how to use it. But what I fear a little bit with the HR systems that will come is that you use your traditional way. And you take a workday or success factor process and you build it into IE instead of starting with from scratch and think, how can we do this differently?
Absolutely. Yeah, indeed. And I saw that recently as well, Ingle. I was at a Work Human conference back early in the year, and they did exactly that. Their AI tool was on performance reviews. They started off with a blank sheet of paper for everyone. And it was literally, can I get AI to write me a bog standard performance review, make it professional, make it funny, make it serious, make it whatever, and then it generates the text. And for you as the human, then go in and then you personalize it. So it's basically just taking that blank sheet of paper, generative text, to say, oh, well, I like that. That's pretty good. But let me just reshape it in terms of the role that we're actually looking at and the way that person performs in the role. And so you're still using that human skill of personalization. Because, sometimes when you try to write a performance review, and we've all done it, whereas you're having to write from scratch and you're ripping up the paper and throwing it away and scribbling more and all that sort of stuff, generative text is just doing exactly that, and then your manipulation there afterwards is intended, I guess, to be fairly minimal.
I use ChatGPT as a sounding board. I just bombard it with my thoughts, a lot of different things, different perspectives, and I ask it to, okay, can you write something about this? And then I get a very nice and tidy, it doesn't, I don't always agree with what I see, but it makes some sort of order of the things that I have in my head, which is a very convenient way to, and much faster than if I need to write it down myself. Mm. I could have done it, but it's much faster doing it together with ChatGPT.
Yeah. Okay, so shall we move to a topic outside of recruitment for HR? I have a list of things that I would like to show and see if there is some topic that you would like to discuss more in detail. There are some examples on this picture that I'm showing now, how you could use AI for HR. So is there any specific box that you would like to comment on or deep dive more in of these specific tasks? Because when you ask ChatGPT about in what areas will AI change HR, then it will just mention all areas, but this is a little bit more specific. It's not performance management or learning and development or talent management or employee engagement, but it's more you could do this specific thing, and I like that a bit better.
Could I ask then, Pia-Maria, because I'm looking at a number of these and they're all kind of data driven of a fashion, because the data exists and then you could easily pair what you need to do to drive that out. If I was looking at the one that jumped out with me immediately was nurturing the company's culture, just because I don't believe that would be data based and therefore easy to determine.
Yeah, it's probably based on data that we are feeding it with. What are the values that we would like people to do more of and so on? And then it will send out little nuggets or messages maybe, or I don't know how it works. But you could imagine that we are feeding it the culture that we want. And then we ask it to, what are your suggestions for how we could work with that, for example? And increase those values.
I'm thinking that many of these, let's say the analyzing the state of employee engagement, for instance, as well, it's, and I see it in others as well, it's a possibility, I guess, to get AI to supervise or to measure the health of the system we're working in. So what is the flow of the company? What are the behaviors? And map that to culture maybe at the end. So if someone is keeping track of how all the delivery teams, for instance, if you're in IT setup, so how are they performing? How are people acting in the system? How much wait time do we have for decisions? You could get a good overview of how it's functioning, I guess. And then if you could connect that to cultural behaviors, maybe you can draw conclusions about that and try to nudge the system in another direction or highlight things. Bottlenecks, for instance, could be one thing.
Could also, you can use, like we said, I use it to create text. You can create personalized information that's more attuned to specific people. Connected to the company's culture, that is more appealing to them, even though it's the same thing, but it's more directly aimed to a specific audience. That's something you can get help from AI, I think. But then, I don't know if it's super connected here, but maybe you can even do leadership coaching or leadership trainings using AI. I've seen different type of coaching tools that is using AI in order to train people to be better coaches, for instance. They are starting to pop up, and that could also, of course, nurture the company's culture.
I actually asked ChatGPT.
Okay.
And they said it can facilitate communication boost employee engagement, personalized learning and development, diversity inclusion, employee well-being. So it's a lot of these things, fostering innovation. Yeah. But I can see one of the things I can see is really the first one, facilitating communication, because there you can do a lot and personalize it a little bit to me as an individual, and also, you know, company new processes, new values, best practices, and you can feed a lot of information and they tailor the messages to a department, a whole company, or individually.
Mm-hmm. So what about our current HR platforms or HR IT systems? What do you think, what is the current situation for them? Do they keep up with the pace here, or do they still need to be more mature before we start thinking about buying new IT platforms for HR?
I think you start to see some good examples of where AI has been used in some systems. I think the larger ones will try and adapt. Not sure how they will succeed. They need to think a little bit new, I think. But it's a lot of knowledge also in these companies that you can use, I presume.
Mm.
But I think that in the future, we will see new companies that are not there today or not known, at least they might have started there.
Yeah, maybe building AI into the platform from the beginning. And then, of course, it's much easier to make it work the way you want it to work. Definitely.
And I think also you can use this because not everyone wants to be employed. Some people want to be freelancers. So I think you can use this also to build in when to use freelance competence and when to use internal competence. I think it will be more, we will not have this standard roles in the future. It will be more that we pull the competence or the skills when we need it.
So any HR system that I've seen is never really fit for purpose in terms of a wholly integrated solution for the many components of HR. And so as much as they try to do it, what it sounds like is that either AI is going to help improve, streamline that standardization within a one product, or it's still going to reside as a best of breed applications. And so therefore, with the fluidity or the unknowns of an HR type role in the future, maybe that's the way to go. And AI, you know, sits above that and orchestrates, you know, the better ways of working.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think you already start to see that you have systems that are good at performance or recruitment, and that will probably accelerate more. I think these large like Workday, Success, I think they will struggle a little bit because of the pricing structure, and they know need to do everything. While there will be more boutique. Yeah.
So for many years there has been a consolidation in the HR system market, and maybe it will now go the other way, so to speak, that we will see more best of breed solutions powered by AI. That's a probable outcome.
And because of AI, I think that is also possible now, because it can grasp several systems together, which was a little bit harder before, because then you needed to have a good data warehouse to make that happen.
The integration would probably be easier also to transfer data between different platforms.
There's been a lot of talk about the fourth industrial revolution, and AI has always been one of those items that people talk about that is part of the fourth industrial revolution. So I think we are only in the beginning of seeing that. So there will be a lot of disruptive, new, innovative tools and ideas connected to AI, also in HR.
Mm.
So we I don't think we can foresee what will happen, actually.
Mm.
As usual, Martin.
Yeah, as usual.
Yeah. But I guess we see it more as an opportunity than a disruption.
Yeah.
But it will be destructive
for
some companies.
It will be.
It's making traditional HR tools. I'm thinking about they will still prevail, probably, most likely, but if compare with Airbnb, for instance, and the hotel business, when Airbnb managed to get into the business, it was quite disruptive for the whole hotel business.
Mm.
Of course, they are still there and they've adapted. I mean,
the record business,
but not all of them. And so it made other things change, and I think AI will do the same.
So summarizing the discussion, we think we will get rid of boring routine tasks pretty quickly, but for the more sophisticated AI use or solutions, we will probably need to wait some time, and the IT platform for HR, the market there is somewhat immature still, but I would say, whether we like it or not, AI is here to stay. And if you are in business, you need to relate to it. You need to adapt to it. You need to understand how to use it. And you can then, as always, as we do in agility, we run small safe to fail experiments, and then we learn and then we improve. And this is the way we need to handle AI as well, is my take. And we need to follow the development of the new HR tools that are coming now, because there will be more applications probably that are being born appearing now.
A lot
will happen in the market during the coming years. But I think the most important thing is that we should have fun with it. We should try different things, have fun and play, and see how can we get rid of the boring tasks first with the help of AI in HR.
I agree to that.
Good summary.
Very good.
Okay, so when do we see each other next time?
Wednesday next week.
Next Wednesday.
We have a topic yet. We were talking about discussing team development, so that might be a topic, but we'll put it on the LinkedIn feed as normal.
Okay, yes. So next week, same time, Wednesday, 3:30 CET, maybe another time where you are, we'll see you again. And with that, we thank you for today, and thank you all of us who have been here today. And take care, everybody.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.